without a net. Inclusive. I think the notion that one should be 100% inclusive is absurd. And it's not how nature works, and it's not how humans evolved. It's used often these days to really mean that one cannot have any boundaries because one must include everyone else, including the ones that one does not want to. And I don't think it's possible to talk about inclusivity in an abusive culture without talking about the necessity within abusive relationships for victims to not be allowed to have boundaries. And I think about this in terms of, you know, traditionally, Indigenous humans would not be inclusive of everyone. They would be inclusive of, if different beings have different territories, and one can allow others to access one's territories, but one can also make the choice to not allow others to access one's territories. And you saw this often as Tecumseh was trying to make a pan-Indian alliance that would fight the whites, that many of the people that he talked to would listen to him and then say, well, no, because we've not liked your people for a long time, and you're lucky that we allow you to leave alive, and we don't want to make your pan-Indian alliance. They were allowed to not be inclusive. And I think the question to ask is inclusivity for what purpose? It's like talking about any inclusivity is just the notion of including or not including something. And I think it's absurd to talk about inclusivity without talking about inclusivity for what purpose and about what. I don't think that one needs to be inclusive of pedophilia, of pedophiles in one's daycare center. I don't think that one needs to be inclusive of sadists in one's trauma recovery center. I don't think that one needs to be inclusive of plumbers in the operating theater. I don't think that one needs to be inclusive of neuroscientists on a professional baseball team. I think that one is allowed to exclude, and it depends on why and how one is excluding. It's, you know, we can talk about why it's not okay to exclude African Americans from voting. So again, it's very inclusivity in itself is not a good, but inclusivity appropriately applied to things like African Americans voting, women voting, is obviously a good thing. The inclusivity by itself is it means nothing without modifiers.